via Rhonda. We
will come
on. Hallelujah. Mokonene Keshe Kadidio Koshe Kanene Keshe. Hallelujah. Tell me you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hallelujah. Mokonene Keshe Kadidia Kanene Keshe. We honor your presence today as never before, Father God. We just thank you for you are holy, you are righteous, God. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. You are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. We honor you as our healer, O God. We honor you as our peacemaker, Jehovah Shalom. And Father, we thank you, O God, that you are a great deliverer, O God. Keep our souls and deliver us, O God. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver us, Father God. Make haste, O God, and deliver us. Deliver us in your righteousness, O God. Deliver us, O God, out of the hand of the enemy. In Jesus' name, deliver us from our persecutors, O God. In the name of Jesus, deliver us out of great waters. In Jesus' name, deliver us from the oppression of man, O God. Deliver us according to your word, Father God. In the name of Jesus, deliver our souls from lying lips and deceitful tongues. In Jesus' name. Deliver us from the enemies and hide us, O God. Surround us with your songs of deliverance, Father. In the name of Jesus, command deliverances for our life. In Jesus' name, we thank you today. Command deliverances for our lives, O God. In the name of Jesus, deliver us from all fears. In Jesus' name, deliver us out of all trouble. In Jesus' name, deliver us from those who hate us. In Jesus' name, deliver us from out of all our distresses. In Jesus' name, send your word and deliver us out of destruction. In the name of Jesus, deliver our souls from death and our eyes from tears and our feet from falling. In Jesus' name, we call upon the name of Jesus. We are delivered. Deliver us from the power of the lion. In Jesus' name, through your knowledge, we are delivered. Through your wisdom, we are delivered. In Jesus' name, Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for all that you're doing on our behalf. We receive miracles of deliverance for our lives. In Jesus' name, we thank you that you are the holy God, the mighty God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. We bless you today, Father God. We honor you today, Father God. We thank you that there's no God like you, Jehovah. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor belong unto you, our King. And Father, we lift up our great nation, America, before you, Father God. And we thank you, O God, for our great nation, America, O God. We pray for our leaders, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for every leader, Father God, of our nation, O God. We make supplication, prayer, intercession, and give thanks for the people of our nation and for the leaders of our nation, O God, that we might live peaceful lives in all godliness and honesty in Jesus' name. We thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your name as never before. And we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the mighty King, the great King. Let our leaders be just and let them rule by your fear, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Let our leaders fall down before you, O Lord, and let our nation serve you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let the poor and needy people of our nation be delivered in Jesus' name. Let the Lord's dominion be established in our nation, and let the enemies lick the dust in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, we adore you, and we thank you, O God, that you are God of our nation, O God. Let our nation make a joyful noise unto you, and let the people serve you with gladness, O God. In the name of Jesus, Let the wicked be rooted out of our land in Jesus' name. Let the wicked be cut down and wither as the green herb in Jesus' name. Let the wicked be rooted out of our land. Let the wicked be cut down and wither as the green herb in the name of Jesus. Our nation is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all they that dwell therein. Let all the idolaters in our nation be confounded, and let all the gods worship the Lord. Let our nation praise the Lord, for he is merciful, kind, and true. Save our nation, O Lord, and send prosperity in the name of Jesus. We pray that our nation will submit to your rule, O God, and reign in Christ Jesus. O Father God, we pray that our nation will bring us wealth into the kingdom, O God. We pray our nation will be converted and bring its wealth to you, the King, Father God. We pray that our nation will be healed by the leaves from the trees of life in Jesus' name. We pray that our nation will show forth praises to you, our King. You are our Lord. You are our King. You are our Shepherd. Oh God, you are our God. Our souls thirst for you. Our flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land. So we look for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. Our lips shall praise you. Thus we will bless you while we live. We will lift up our hands in your name. Our soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And our mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. In the name of Jesus, welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. And I'm going to say a prayer for us today from Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book. It's for the political atmosphere in America. So as you pray silently, I'll pray out loud. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we stand in the gap for the leaders in our community, city, and state in Jesus' name. And we thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless you today as never before, and we thank you, O God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every position that has been appointed or elected. We pray over the minds of the people that they will be separated from the puppet string of the prince of the power of the air. We sever all cords that will cause principalities, powers, rulers, of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places to control the position, offices of our generation. Father, give us leaders who will carry on the heritage of the dedication of our nation unto Jesus. Give us leaders who will not veer off from the foundation in Jesus' name, from the foundations of the essence of this nation. Father, historically, you have allowed both wicked men and godly men to reign over your people. Your word says that when godly men reign, the people will rejoice. It also says that people cry under the rule of ungodly men and women. Father, deliver us from the oppression of the ungodly in high places in Jesus' name. And have mercy on our nation from the abominations in the land. We repent for the sins of our forefathers and those of our present generation. Forgive us for every law that would build Babylonian strongholds in the midst of through perversion and bloodshed of the innocent. In Jesus' name, we bind the resurrection of the ancient and ancient spirits through political arenas. In the name of Jesus, let all leaders given to idolatry, sexual perversion, and illegal activity be delivered expediently or exposed and dealt with in Jesus' name. Let your let vengeance be yours, O God, for the blood on the altars of our government venues. Lord, let the spirit of wisdom rest on the White House and the Capitol. Protect our president and his family. In the name of Jesus, from sabotage, lies, conspiracies, terrorist attacks, enemy infiltrations, and assassinations. Put your angels around the First Lady and the children. Let their personal affairs be covered by the blood of Jesus. Let the blessings of the Lord that have been released on the high position in the land be upon our leaders in the name of Jesus. Lord, if you, Lord, if he or she commits abominations, let before you in the judgment rule, discretion, and authority given them, remove the scepter quickly in Jesus' name. So, Father, we praise you and honor you and thank you for what you're doing for our great leaders in this nation. We pray for the people and the leaders of our nation that they might live peaceable lives in God, goodness and honesty. The word of the Lord says that leaders are commanded to rule by the fear of the Lord. So, Father God, I thank you for them leading by your fear, O God, in Jesus' name. I pray that the leaders of this nation will fall down and serve you according to your plan. Psalm 72:11. Raise up leaders that will help the poor and needy and deliverance in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we declare that there is no deliverance without Jesus Christ, and all religious mixtures that breed false deliverance are bound in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you, O God. We thank you that you hear and you do answer prayers in Jesus' name. So, Father, we just thank you right now. And we bless you, O God. We bless you for everyone that's on, boys to men, girls to ladies today, in Jesus' name. And we say thank you and have your way, O God. We say thank you in the name of Jesus. We bless and honor you as never before. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise and the thanksgiving belong to you, our King, in Jesus' name. Well, good evening again and welcome to boys to men, girls to ladies. We are so blessed today. We have a great young woman in our midst today. She is from New York City. And I tell you what, she was blessed not to be affected by the storm. And so I thank God for her being on with us today. Her name is Tamika Reeves. And God kept her and her family safe. And she's a graduate of Word Bible College, who are Apostle Kimberly Daniels is the president. Good evening, Tamika. How are you today? Tamika, you may be on mute. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now? Sorry about that.
Yeah,
can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. So how are things in your area of New York?
We're hanging in there. Keep our ear in prayer. You see the news. It's really need a lot of prayer for the area and the region, just in general. Yeah.
Is there flooding where you live?
Some trees are down. Lights flicker. I still have electricity. But where I am, not so much. It's more like downtown Manhattan. And then there's the issue with the subways. So, like, the subways really are, like, limited service. It's not really going to all boroughs. So, yeah, just keep us in prayer. So it's just a lot of that, just really trying to pull together and, you know, yeah, that's basically what's been going on.
Okay, well, God has gifted Tamika with the voice of song and praise unto him. What are you going to sing today, Tamika?
Because he lives.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We ready?
Okay. God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, healing he lived and died just to buy our pardon and empty grave. Is there to prove my Savior he lives? Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. Oh, he is the God. Because I know he holds the future and life is worth just because he lives, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
Amen. Hallelujah. Don't go nowhere. Think of one more a little bit later in the show.
Okay.
I'm going to call on you a little bit later, but that was awesome and beautiful. Because
Amen.
He lives, we can face tomorrow. Without Jesus, don't you know we can't even face the next second? He's always with us. He's a victorious God. He's always giving us victory. So I thank God because he lives. Well, we're expecting Rhonda Peoples Waters, who's running for judge. I don't see her on yet. If she's on, could you press 1? All right, she's not on yet. But anyway, we just thank God for her. I know she's really busy. You know, may have forgotten. She's, probably running around, you know, getting things together for her campaign. So she may have forgotten. I did text her about it and talk to her about it. So possibly she couldn't come on. And we're also expecting a president of the University of it's St. Thomas University in Jacksonville. So I don't see either one of them on yet. But I thank God the Most High God is on with us today. And each one of you are on. So I thank God for you all coming on. To me, as I said before, that's an awesome song. God has given you such a beautiful voice. I thank God for you. You know,
Amen.
I want to ask you a question. Can your child withstand the pressures of life? Can your child withstand the pressures of life? And you know what you've gone through in life? There's a lot of pressures out there. And can you think what you went through as a child and how the pressures were? And since then, the pressures have, like, quadrupled. I know when I was a child, it wasn't a lot of murders of children. And as far as I know, abortion wasn't out there. We didn't have abortion clinics. You know, it's just so much against our children. The devil don't want them to even be born. So, you know, we have to constantly pray for our children on a daily basis. We have to train them up in the way they should go, Proverbs 22:6. How are you training your children to face the real world? How are you training them to face what's going on in society? Are you sheltering them? You know, we got to pray for them and let them go. We got to teach them the ropes of this life. We got to teach them how to be discreet, how to be wise, how to watch around them, what's going on, how to pray. You know, I can remember as a young child, My father and I used to get on our knees and pray. So you got to teach your children to pray. If something happened to them in the school, they can pray. Something happening around them in school, they can pray. They'll know how to pray. And as I told you last week, I was keeping two children. One was a year old and one was three. And that little one can pray in the spirit. She has her own heavenly language. And that is because her parents have taught her. So I thank God right now. And I ask you all to pray for my voice because the enemy's trying to come up against my voice, but the devil is a liar. I will bring forth this show in the name of Jesus. So I thank God for each of you praying for me. Nothing was wrong with my voice before I got on. It was quite clear. So I know it's the enemy coming against my voice, saying you're a liar. My voice is clear, and I will bring forth the message that God gave me. And what helped you to stay in the pressures of life? Was it your parents' guidance? Was it your teacher's guidance? Was it your church's guidance? You know, it takes a whole village to help raise one child. We must all, as a village of the Lord, teach the children, you know what, of our, whether they're our birth children or our spiritual children, they have to be taught. So I thank God, you know, for those people who are training their children up in the way that they should go. So our children need help. The enemy is after our children in the neighborhood. They're snatching them off the streets in the broad daylight. They are getting our children off the street. But your prayers can help. If you stay in the prayer closet and bind up the enemy from our children, don't you know God is going to hear the prayers? He hears the prayers of the righteous. You know, our children need help in the church. In the church, as a church body, we got to bring our children up to God's ways. And don't you know, they got to watch as well as pray. They have to see what's going on around them. They have to hear. And if there's something that's going on that's not right, train your children to tell. Yeah, they're going to be called tattlers, but train them to tell. You know, children nowadays, they plot and plan against one another. Yeah, we're going to get them after school. And, you know, when I was growing up, they were not killing each other after school. They were fighting. But nowadays, they bring knives and guns. They're trying to kill each other. The enemy wants to take our children out. So we have to pray for our children. Sometimes you have to leave out your house and stand on the corner and tell the children, stop that now. Don't be afraid. God will protect you when you are helping the children. So, you know, we have to help our children, especially in the schools. I want you to listen to this prayer. This is a new pledge that was written by a 15-year-old kid in a school who got an A for this entry. It's called Totally Awesome. Since the Pledge of Allegiance and the Lord's Prayer are not allowed in most public schools anymore, because the Word of God is mentioned, a kid in Arizona wrote the attached new school prayer. So listen to his prayer. New Pledge of Allegiance. Now I sit me down in school where praying is against the rule. For this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. If scripture now the class recite, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow, become a federal matter now. Our hair can be purple, orange, or green. That's no offense. It's a freedom scene. The law is specific. The law is precise. Prayers spoken aloud are a serious vice. For praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone, we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We are allowed to cuss and dress like freaks and pierce our noses, tongues, and cheeks. They've outlawed guns, but first the Bible. to quote the good book, makes me liable. We can elect a president, a pregnant senior queen, and the unwed daddy, our senior king. It's appropriate to teach right from, it's inappropriate. Listen again. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We're taught that such judgment does not do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth controls. We study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles. But the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess. When chaos reigns, the schools are a mess. So, Lord, this silent prayer I make, should I be shot, my soul to take. Amen. Now, that's from a 15-year-old who was concerned about what's going on in the school. And what better source than someone who is in the school? They know what's going on in the schools. We don't. Our next generation has a mighty call of God on their lives. And you know what? We have to, you know, protect our children. If we don't protect them through prayer or through wise counsel, they're not going to get protected. So many of them are not brought up in homes where they're trained to the ways of God. They don't know anything about the enemy trying to take their lives. Before they know it, their lives are snuffed out. We have many young men and women in jail and in prison before they get to the age of 19 or 20. They're in prison. Their lives are just snuffed from under them. You know, we got to pray for our children every day without ceasing. It is imperative that we watch out for our children and call on the name of the Lord on their behalf. Today, our Bible story is about a young man who withstood the pressures of life and how his relationship with God got him through tough, tough, tough situations. What seems like impossible odds, but the Word of God says, if God be for us, who can be against us? So, you know, we got to keep praying. I'm sure you've heard this story about this incredible, courageous young man. He had many outstanding qualities, and let's look at some of his qualities and discuss those. He had great character. He displayed character by refusing to do the wrong before foreign kings. You know, even the kings, he said, no, he's not going to do the wrong thing. He didn't care if it was a king, a president, or a queen. He did the right thing. He had competence. You know, kings offered to pay him for his ability to interpret dreams. Can you imagine? God gave him such a gift. He could tell what a dream meant. He had convictions. He refused to eat the king's meat or drink the king's wine. He was courageous. He showed courage when he faced the lions without flinching. Now, you know, I don't know about you, but I may have flinched, and even my mouth may have gapped open if they told me, even when they told me they were going to put me in the lion's den. But because this young man, who he was, God gave him courage, and he faced a lion without even flinching. Because he knew God was with him. He knew God was going to take care of him. And so, you know, of course, his name was Daniel, and he was chosen by God, and his name means God is my judge. So let's listen to the story of Daniel. You know, Daniel was a wise young man, and he had some friends that were wise. It's good to keep your children around wise friends. You know, sometimes you have to tell your friends, Your children, you know, so-and-so's not really your friend. You think they are, but that's not your friend. You can see some things they can't see. So you have to let your children know, listen, honey, she's not your friend. He's not your friend. Because you can see, you've learned what a friend looks like. But your children have to learn that. So teach them. That's one of the ways of God, that they would have discretion, that they would be able to see what's going on, what's happening. So, you know what? We have to continuously talk to our children and listen to them. Listen to our children. You know, a lot of times you don't take the time. You rush home from work, and maybe you are, busy, and then the phone rang, and you start talking to your friends on the phone, and your children ran around the house instead of doing their homework. Well, you know what? When you come, sometimes you could get a crock pot and cook the meal the night before or early that morning, get up. So when your children come home or you come home, you know, they can do what they need to do. You can sit down with them and help them with their homework. You can listen to how their day was. And don't let them just tell you. You say, how was your day, baby? It's all right. What you do? Nothing. No, don't let them tell you that. Probe them. Pry. What happened at school? I don't want to get it from somebody else. I want to hear from you. What happened in your first class? What happened in your second class? What happened in the cafeteria? You know, was anybody any fights in your school today? What happened? And, you know, you will know how to pray and how to pray for them when they tell you what's going on. You don't want your children to grow up, you know, just overlooking everything. Just, you know, things going on around them and they just like, ho-hum drum. No. You want your children to be children of discernment and say, wait a minute. When they tell you something, you say, oh, wait a minute. I'm going to have to call the school and let them know that these things are happening in their school. You know, children, you know, they get frightened. And, you know, sometimes I remember my mother used to come to the school every year. I'm thinking she's gone to work. But she would show up at the school. And she would say, you know, I'm Carita's mother. She's never had any problems. But if she does, you know, we didn't have a phone. But she said, send me a note. She'll give it to me. Oh, I know not to hide it. No, boy, my mother get the biggest switch and the belt. And they didn't call it child abuse. They call it protecting your children. They call it not sparing the rod or spoiling the child. They call it obeying God. When God said, if you beat them with the rod, it won't kill them. They obey God. Even people who didn't know what God said in the Bible, they whipped their children because it was protecting them. So you have to train your children up. And you know what? Daniel was a young man who obeyed God in spite of what the king said. The king said, I want you all to eat this food. Now, Daniel wasn't disrespectful with this, but, you know, the king, they wanted these young men without spot or wrinkle, and they wanted them to be young men who were healthy, good-looking, knowledgeable in all subjects, well-informed, and intelligent to serve in the king's palace. That's why they wanted them. So they were taught the language and literature of the Babylonians. How many foreign languages do your children know? Do they know just English? Do you teach them Spanish? Do you teach them French? Do you say, okay, baby, it's enough TV. We're going to shut the TV down, but you're going to learn another language. Who knows? They could be an interpreter for a pastor. They can be an interpreter. They can be in the airport. When people come in from different languages, they may be able to speak their language. So, you know, I've seen some babies. Their parents teach them two or three languages. I'll never forget, I went to Switzerland, and they were studying five languages in the public schools, in the elementary school. So, you know, your children may think you're twisting their arm, but let them play, you know, instruments, learn different languages. You don't know, they may be an ambassador to the nation one day. Don't you know that, I'm sorry, I lost my thought, President Obama, you know, he probably didn't know he was going to be the president. And when he told people, they may not even believe him. But everything that he went through as a child, withstanding all the pressures of life, God trained him as a child to become the president today. He is the man of God who he is because of what God put on him and in him as a child. So getting back to the story of Daniel, they wanted the people, the king, wanted these young men And he wants him, like I said, to be healthy, good-looking, knowledgeable in all subjects, well-informed. Well, they had a particular diet that they ate, and they drank the king's wine. That was the diet. And so Daniel, you know, he withstood that pressure, and he made a request to the king's servant, and he said to him, he said, listen, let me and my friends eat the way we've been eating. And he said, we've been eating pulse. Well, what is pulse? Vegetables, whole grains, you know, nuts and seeds, you know, like collard greens and beans. Remember we talked about those last week? They ate healthy food, and they drank pure water. They refused to have the wine. So they talked to the king's servant, and he was the chief of staff, and they said, listen, allow us for 10 days. Give us 10 days so that we can, you know, eat the way we've been eating, and then if it doesn't, you know, if we're not strong or healthy, then we'll eat the king's portion. So the four of them, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they ate pulse, vegetables, seeds, beans, corn, healthy food for 10 days. Now, the chief of staff that was in charge of Daniel, after 10 days, he observed Daniel and his friends, and he compared them to the young men who had been eating the king's rich food, and he decided how to treat on the basis of how they look. Well, the supervisor listened about this matter, and after 10 days, Daniel and his friends looked healthier, they were stronger, and they, had not even touched the king's food. So I thank God that Daniel could make a request. Now, he wasn't a rebellious. He didn't just say, look, I ain't going to eat that there. Uh-uh. No. He made a request. He knew the proper channel to take. Teach your children the proper channel to take. You know, if there's a rule in the school they don't like, don't let them just be disobedient to it. Let them make a request about it. So Daniel and his friends, Daniel made a request. And after 10 days, Daniel and his friends looked better. So the king's chief of staff put all the young men on the diet that Daniel and his friends were eating. He put them on pulse, and they began to eat healthy, and they were at the end of three-year training period. The chief of staff brought all the young men to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, and the king talked to them and found no one like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. You know, their names were changed to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they served the king, these four young men. Whenever the king asked them about things that required wisdom and insight, he found that they knew 10 times more than all the magicians, the psychics, and the whole kingdom. Daniel served the royal palace until the first year of King Cyrus of Persia. Now, what helped Daniel to withstand the pressures of his day? Can you see that his parents trained him up in the way that he should go so that he was brave, he was courageous? And if you will start reading all of the books, if you will read those books, of Daniel, the books of Daniel. It's the book of Daniel. Read it. It's about, I think it's about 12 chapters. It is. It's 12 chapters in the book of Daniel. And you'll see that Daniel and his friends were very, very strong. They were courageous in the midst of all kinds of pressures of life. Our children have never had to face those kind of pressures. They're facing a lot of pressures now, but they haven't had to go into a lion's den. Now, maybe a real-life situation may be comparable to a lion's den. maybe they're, you know, like the Columbine shooting. That was worse than, you know, it's like a lion's den in a sense because, you know, the children were shot up. And, you know, so you got to prepare your children. You don't know if they're going to go to school and come home. You don't know if they're going to wake up the next morning when you call them to wake up or the alarm clock will go off. But you've got to prepare them the way God wants you to. You know, our Bible character today is Daniel. Now, what can we learn from him? You know, he asked the king for 10 days. He said, give me 10 days. And then if we don't look any better or whatever, then we'll change back. See, the king, we'll change to the king's diet. Well, I don't know if he said all that, but anyway, Daniel and his friends got to stay on their healthy diet because they looked healthier and they were stronger and they were full of wisdom. God put so much wisdom in them because of, you know, the anointing on their life. God gave them a lot of wisdom. He knew what they were going to have to withstand. He knew those pressures were going to come. So he gave them much wisdom, much knowledge, and he gave them 10 times, made them 10 times smarter than the magicians and the psychics in the whole kingdom. Can you imagine the whole kingdom? So they were able to withstand pressures, and they just drank pure water. They didn't drink, you know. Can you imagine, you know, the king's portion may have been steaks and, you know, lamb chops and pork roast and, you know, all kinds of wine and, you know, maybe few vegetables, potatoes and rice and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Which may seem good, but it's the pulse that made Daniel and his friends very, very healthy. So I thank God for Daniel and his friends who were very healthy. Now, someone just came on. I'm looking for Dr. Jackson to come on. If you're on, Dr. Jackson, press 1. Okay, and I'm also looking for Judge Rhonda Peoples, if you're on, press 1. If someone just came on a minute ago, if that's either of you, press 1. Okay. Well, it doesn't look like it's them. But anyway, you know, I said today, I said, Lord, whomever you want to come on, allow them to come on. So he did. So I thank God for each of you being on. Now, we're talking about can your child withstand the pressures of life? You know, our Bible character did. Can you imagine living under the authority of someone else and requesting to eat their food, requesting not to eat their food? Some people would consider it rude and disrespectful, but God gave Daniel favor with the chief of staff, and he allowed Daniel and his friends to eat pulse, grain, nuts. I don't know about you, but I love nuts, walnuts, pecans, cashews, peanuts. There are all kind of nuts you can eat that are healthy for you. So they had, you know, grains, lots of different grains. They could eat corn. They had beans, vegetables, collard greens, kale, spinach, all of those good foods that we enjoy. And, you know, they didn't have McDonald's, but I'm sure they had junk food, you know. But they didn't eat that. They chose to eat pulse. So that request turns things in Daniel's and his friend's favor. After 10 days, Daniel and his friends were healthier, stronger than the other young men. Not only were they healthier, remember I was saying that they had ability to understand all kinds of literature, and they were full of knowledge and wisdom and physically stronger than the other children. Why? Because of how they ate. And because they obeyed God, Daniel opened the window 3 times a day and prayed before God, even when there was pressure on him not to do it. He did it. Read the book of Daniel, those 12 books. All right, so are your children able to withstand the pressures of today? What are some of the pressures they have? You know, they may be pressured in, come on, we're going to go in the bathroom and smoke a little weed today. I was at a park about a year ago, Actually, it wasn't a park. It was a track at one of the high schools here, walking one Sunday evening. And I heard something like crabs. I'm thinking the children eating crabs. And I just happened to walk over there. I was pleasing them. And they were smoking weed. And one of them had a Bible in his lap, all mixed up. And he stuttered so bad, he could hardly get a word out. I said, what are y'all doing? Eating crabs? Give us some. And they started laughing. And I said, what's going on? And I realized they were smoking pot. And I said, y'all's parents know you're smoking pot? You know, it's pressures of light. And one young man actually had the Bible and trying to show me the scripture where it says in the Bible. I said, oh, no, baby. The enemy has you fooled. Anything that's going to harm your brain, God is not going to have you take that. And don't you know, I saw them three different times, that time, and two more times on the bus. God allowed me to see them. So I guess I was reminding them, don't smoke weed. Anything that's going to damage your brain, alcohol, or alter your senses, don't you know God don't want you to do it? Uh-uh. Now, the Holy Spirit can change you. And, you know, even on the day of Pentecost, they thought the disciples were drunk. He said, no, no, it's 9 o'clock in the day. They're filled with the Holy Ghost. But, so that's one pressure of life. You know, children are pressured into sex at an early age. Oh, you just chicken. Why are you afraid to have sex? What's wrong with you? You ain't with it. Uh-uh. You can't be a part of us because you ain't doing what we're doing. Yeah, but they're producing babies at 9, 12, 11, 15. Teach your children the ways of the enemy so they can avoid the ways of the enemy. So, you know, as I said before, God used Daniel and his friends mightily because they were obedient to him. Teach your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, if you have any. God says, train them up in the way they should go. He says, teach them from the time they get up in the morning to the time they go to bed. And, you know, a lot of times during Bible days, parents kept their children all day. They taught them at home. Now, there are some children who are homeschooled. But you know what? You still have to train them to the pressures of life because they're not going to be under your wings forever. So you have to take them out, show them how to catch the bus, show them how to avoid the enemy, plead the blood of Jesus over them, make sure they have on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, their loins are girded about with truth, their feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, they have the sword of the Spirit, and God is their rear guard, and God is their battler. Teach them God's ways. They're not going to be with you always. They're going to get grown one day. So teach them God's ways. So we're going to be ending the show soon. I'm so sorry that our guests were not allowed to come on, but they are very busy people. So God possibly had them in another direction. But I thank God maybe another time they'll be able to come on. But we thank God for the opportunity to speak to them and them saying they would come on. So maybe another time God will lead them on. But I thank God for each of you who came on, boys to men, girls to ladies today. And I pray that you learned something and you can teach somebody else what you are being taught. And you can study the word with your children, your grandchildren, your neighborhood children. And, you know, stop. When you see them fighting in the street, you know, if you don't want to stop them, call the police. If you don't want to say nothing to them, call the police. Call the authorities. And you know, hopefully they'll come quick before our children murder up one another. So we are preparing our children for the pressures of this life. Because, you know, maybe you don't drink. Your children go to college. Then you've never been around alcohol. You never, you know, expose them to it. And they get with their friends in college, and they say, come on, you ain't chicken, huh? Come on. Our fraternity, our sorority, we drink. So you got to drink. So what pressure? You got to teach them to avoid the pressures, to stand up and say no, to have courage and boldness and strength like Daniel. He didn't flinch when he went in the lion's den. So I thank God for each of you that came on today. Tamika from New York is going to sing another song for us. I'm I tell you what, she's a young woman of God, not even 30 yet. I thank God for her, you know, for her diligence. She is a young woman who is also, she has her master's degree, and God has put so much in her. I thank God that she's bold and courageous like Daniel and his friends, and she is able to withstand the pressure. She lives in New York City now. She catches the subway. I call her sometime, and she said, oh, I was just coming in from church. And I said, you were on the subway this time of night? Yep, but guess what? God was looking out for her. He was with her. So I thank God. You know, God watched over her. He gave her a safe ark during this storm. No water came nigh her dwelling. We serve a good God. And when you're faithful, don't you know he's going to make a way? So he made a way for Tamika, and I know she's praying for her neighbors and friends and the people in New York like we are. So hello again, Tamika. What you going to sing?
Thank you, Lord. On that note, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so, so good. You've been so good to us. And we just want to thank you, Lord. You make a way. You made a way. You made a way for us. And we just want to thank. We just want to thank. Thank you, Lord. I've had some good days. I've had some disappointments. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when I look around and I think things over, my good days outweigh my bad days. So I won't complain. You see, sometimes the clouds hang low and I can hardly see the road. And I'll ask a question, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me, what my weary eyes, they cannot see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. You see, God,
awesome.
Yes.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What an awesome song that was. Oh, my God, it was awesome. I thank God for that song. You know, thank you, Lord. That melody was just awesome. You know, he has made a way for us. And when we think about it, our good days outweigh our bad days. When we look around and we think things over, all of our good days outweigh our bad days. And he knows what's best for us. So, Tamika, ooh, yeah, that was an on-time song. Sometimes we think we know what's best, or we think, you know, we know everything. But, oh, my God, Father God knows the end of our lives from the beginning. He created us, and he knows what we need. He knows what's best for us. And I thank God for you, my daughter. That was awesome, powerful
yes,
song.
Yes. Thanks
ooh,
for
thank
having
God.
Me.
What did you say?
Oh, and thanks for having me. This is a blessing. To God be the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you what, she's like Daniel, able to withstand the pressures of life. Because a lot of people, I'm sure, will have to have, help because of the hurricane that they've been in, the pressures of a hurricane. You know, I can remember being in Hurricane Katrina, and that was no joke. Oh, my God, that was no joke. And from what I understand, this hurricane, there were fires and wind and rain and flooding.
About 38 deaths counting. It's going up. Yeah. They're calling it our Katrina, kind of trying to say that.
Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, Lord. But anyway, we have to stay close to our Father. Because we don't know the day or the hour where he's going to call us to come with him. And hopefully we'll be prepared. You know, if we haven't called on his name, we can't go where he is. Why would we want to go? We don't even know him. Why would we want to go with somebody we don't even know to a place we don't even know about? But if we studied about heaven and the one who made heaven, we will want to go there. The streets are paved with gold and there are singing. Holy, holy, we have to prepare down here. This is like our training. This is our training ground down here. And if you haven't prepared yourself to leave the earth to go, you know, if you haven't fully, you know, prepared yourself, you want to get prepared. You want to first start with repenting before God and asking the Lord to save you. So this is salvation time. If anyone is on and is not saved, and you would like salvation, press 1. We all got to be saved. I met a young woman not too long ago, and I asked if she was saved, and she sort of, you know, I said, well, it looks like you may not be saved. And I said, well, do you know why you need to be saved? And she didn't really know. All she said, but so I won't go to hell? I said, no. I said, first of all, you know, There is a great God who created you, and he loves you so very much, and he's asking you to love him back, and he gives you the desires of your heart every day. He loads you up with benefits. He rain on you. He rain on the just, the unjust. Why wouldn't we want to serve a God like that? And he's the one who leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And, you know, I talked to her for a little bit, and she said, yeah, I want to be saved. You know, being saved is not just about going to hell. It's about a relationship with the Most High God, our Father. So I thank God today, you know, for everybody on here is saved. Nobody pressed 1. So I thank God for each of you. Is there anyone who wants to give a quick testimony? Quick testimony. Press 1. All right, everybody's kind of quiet today. I know Brother David is driving his child to lessons, so I thank God. But so we're going to be closing out, but what I want you to know is that, you know, God loves each of you. Okay, hold on, Brother David's coming on. Hold on. Hey, Brother David.
Hey, Sister G, God bless you. And thank you for that awesome voice we had from New York. That was some beautiful singing, and I'm glad to know that she's going where Kimberly Daniels went to school. Because when I drive during the day, I get to listen to Kimberly Daniels, man. And I'm telling you, that just makes my week phenomenal, man. That's a praying woman, a preaching woman.
Amen.
So, that's some good training.
Yeah, she went to a Kimberly Daniels college. Apostle Kimberly Daniels have a college. She went last year, and I'm going this year. I'm in it now.
Oh, okay. Because I listen to her during the day. At noon, I got to have that during the noon. I got to have it. So y'all keep doing what y'all do for God. I'm getting ready for this red carpet event that we have on Friday at 6 o'clock with Dwayne Cooley, who is a gospel singing artist. He was with me when we opened for Troy Sneed, and he did a real good job. So it's gonna be a blessing tomorrow.
Where's it gonna be?
It's at 6 o'clock, 956 North Liberty Street, inside Club Pangea. And they're gonna have Papa Doc's gonna be barbecuing, gonna cater it. You're gonna Prince Wim, the gospel rapper, and his wife gonna perform. My first lady, Miss Vera Goodman, and Anointed Praise gonna be performing. It's a whole lot of people performing, and I'm gonna be hosting it. And we're gonna do a part from a play that we're in as well. So,
okay, what's the name of the play?
A Million Pathways. Written by this girl from Louisiana. I got to get you to meet her. And she got a whole bunch of plays written. Yeah, she's from Louisiana. Yeah, this is me.
All right, Sister G, I forgot to log on. I'm sorry. I sat right there at my desk and I just worked the word. I apologize.
That's all right. I still appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, we keep the people up in New York lifting it up in prayer. New York and Maryland and Washington, because we have family up there, and so far everybody's good. So we just thank God for that.
Amen. Well, I thank God for you and Sister Dawn and the children. Well, we're gonna close out in prayer. Thank you so much for the information, Brother David. I appreciate you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you that you're an awesome King, a mighty God. And Lord, we just come before you to thank you for being so good to us, so merciful. Lord, you are a merciful God. And Father, you know all about the people in the storm Sandy, oh God, who was affected by it. And Lord, I thank you for sending natural help to them. But we ask you to send spiritual help for them, oh God. Those who don't know you and the pardon of their sins, oh God. Send laborers, oh God, missionaries, pastors and prophets and teachers to tell them about your goodness and how great you are so that they can be saved, oh God, so that they can be spiritually fit in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, that they would give their lives to you. You said at one time you winked at ignorance, but you don't do it anymore. You're calling everybody to come to repentance, oh God. And so, Father God, every knee shall bow before you and every tongue shall confess. I lift up every person affiliated with Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, and I just thank you today, Father God, for protection, for guidance, for strength. I thank you for all of us training up the children in the way that they should go, that they would also know you in the pardon of their sins. They would establish a personal relationship with you. And Father, I just thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you're an awesome King and that you own the world and everything in it, oh God, including us. And we're grateful that you own us, oh God, because we don't know the way, but we know you are the way, and you will lead us in paths of righteousness, oh God. And Father, I lift up Tamika, who called in from New York, and Brother David and Sister Donna and Sister Audrey and Sister Thelma, oh God, who came on, and the other people who came on, one other young lady who came on from Louisiana, I lift her up, and Sister Gloria Maples came on, oh God. I lift them up before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and I plead the blood of Jesus over them and their families, their children, their grandchildren, their relatives, their extended family, Father God, and I thank you for protection, for safety, oh God. You said if my people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, and follow you. You will hear from heaven, and you will hear the land, heal the land. So, Father, heal our land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We need a healing in the land. We need the bloodshed to stop. We need the storms not to come nigh our dwelling, the hurricanes, oh God. And we just thank you for protection for everyone in those areas, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you are a God who hears and who answers prayer. Forgive us, Father, and have great mercy upon us, oh God. And so, Father, as our children go to school, protect them, oh God, from the enemy, Father God, that would have them destruction, cause destruction upon them, oh God. Help them, oh God, in the pressures that they face in this life, to be bold and courageous like Joshua, to be courageous like Daniel, who didn't even flinch in the lion's den, oh God. And so, Father, I just thank you for what you're doing. And, Father God, I just pray blessings upon each and every person who came on today. In Jesus' name, I lift up Judge Rhonda People's Waters, oh God, and I decree and declare, Father God, for her to come closer to you. And I thank you, oh God, I speak by faith that victory over her for the election, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I lift up Dr. Jackson, oh God, who's the president of St. Thomas University, Father God. And, Father, you know you have given much for their hands to do, and much is required of them. So, Father, in their busy schedules, oh God, I ask you, Lord, to help them to bend the knee, bow the knee before you, Father God, and not forget you are the one in the name of Jesus who created them and who wants to have a relationship with them ongoingly. So, Father, I ask you for protection and guidance, even in their leadership roles, oh God. Bless their families, protect them, oh God, and we just honor you as the Most High God. We give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you thanksgiving. And we just thank you for hearing and answering all the prayers that have come forth on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, on Bible Storyland. And, Father, we lift up those that are elderly in the land, those who may be sick. I thank you, Father God, for healing, being Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. Even our children that may be sick, we lift up the unborn babies, and we thank you for them being delivered in your hands, oh God, and we thank you for blowing your mighty breath in their bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come up against the mothers and babies in the delivery room, or even who would have a mother abort the babies, oh God. I decree and declare that our babies shall live and not die, and they shall be healthy. I thank you for the mothers eating healthy, the fathers being healthy, and our children being trained up in the way that they should go. We bless you, Most High. We love you, O Lord, our strength. So, Father God, we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. I love each of you, and God loves you more. I look forward to hearing from you on Saturday. This Saturday, that's a couple of days from now, not tomorrow, but the next day at 9 a.m., the same call-in number, 1-619-789-4313. So call in Saturday morning, call in next Thursday, be a part of us. Oh, we just love each one of you. Yes, I'm talking to you. In case you think you're not loved, I love you too. God loves you more. Have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Hallelujah. Don't forget to praise our God. Talk to y'all later. Love you. Bye.